My name is Fitz, and I'm the president of the Fitz Group. I'm glad you've chosen to listen to this clip from our daily coaching call. The daily coaching call is a focal point of gathering the team together. Monday through Friday, this call provides motivation, inspiration, education, and information. This business can be a lonely business, and gathering with others in the fight is hugely beneficial. We have found that either the meeting needs you or you need the meeting, and we hope you can join us for our next live call. Today's podcast, entitled Tales from the Field, is a segment of our call where a top producer for the week shares their secrets. And now, on to the secrets. In first place this week, we have Michelle Olliman, part of the Olliman Agency. 178 dials, text or door knocks, 20 contacts, 16 appointments, 11 sits, 10 apps, 10 referrals, 9 life apps for $5,802.24. Then an annuity on top of that for $100,000, bringing the total adjusted premium this week to $15,802.24. Number one, Michelle Olliman. Woo!
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys can hear me okay?
I'm going to
talk softly. Is that okay?
Sound great.
All right. I'm over here at the hospital today getting blood work. So I can piggyback off of what Gio talked about and what Belle talked about and talk a little bit about my week. But as Gio said, you know, last 2 weeks for me were not fun. We didn't talk about it on the call, but you didn't see me on the call every day either. But I have been pretty sick from my last chemo. And if they call my name, I'm going to let Mike take over here because they might call my name here in just a minute to go to the back. But in essence, I want to just share with you this week, you know, every single week, my goal is 15 new appointments. I still might have 15 follow-up appointments from previous weeks, but my goal every week is 15 new appointments with current clients or referrals. Okay. And I had, I'm going to tell you this story because I'm the digital version of Belle. Well, not really. I mean, I just do everything digitally. I'm not as good as her, but I'm trying to be every single day. I'm trying to be as good as her. And last week when we got off the call, Friday, when we got off the call, I had had an annuity that I had pretty much closed 4 weeks ago. The money was transferred. Half of it went to BAM. I had Chris Norris help me do the whole thing. I had BAM doing the paperwork because I hadn't been feeling well. I didn't have time to do it. And then on Monday, it was a week and a half ago, I talked to the customer and he had forgotten about. So I had to resell the whole thing because we needed the e-app signed and we needed the transfer form signed. And so as soon as we got off this, and then so all week went by last week. And you know how I'm like you guys, like you don't want to do something because you're scared because you don't know if it's going to work out. So you just ignore it. And plus I was sick on top of that. So I couldn't deal with it. So then Friday after this call, I called Belle before at 9:45 exactly before she could get on another call. I said, listen, here's my situation. What do I do, Belle? Help me. So I'm just telling you that we all use each other all the time because we all forget and we all have to humble ourselves and go, what? And you know what she said? Just go over the concepts again, Michelle. This is about your tomorrow money. This is about your protected growth money, you know, and everything went smoothly. My husband helped me. He went, drove to his house, got the form signed because he didn't have a printer. So teamwork makes the dream work every single day. And I called Amber at corporate to help him get that e-app signed because he had to get the e-app signed on his computer and he had to get that piece of paper wet signature done. So yeah, you just got to do whatever it takes. And I was going to do whatever it took to get that done. So long story short about being digital, I did have to become digital when I got leukemia and I You know, I said something last week on the call about how my daughter always helps me. Well, y'all know my daughter is Megan Yakey. I didn't say her name last week, and I wanted to kick myself after that. It's like, why didn't I say her name? Not everybody on this call knows who my daughter is, Megan Yakey, and my son-in-law, Jonathan Yakey, one of the top producers in the company. They've already won the trip or just about winning the trip to New Zealand. I'm just so proud of them. But, you know, it is teamwork that makes it all work. I'm constantly doing all types of different applications. So these 10 at 9 application, my goal is 15 applications every week. Do I hit it? No. I'm always shooting for the stars. I'm always shooting higher than what I can do so I can keep pushing myself. It makes me get up and work when I don't feel like working. So, you know, if I can, you know, tell you guys anything that you're going to feel better if you get up and do something because sitting in bed is no fun. And you actually hurt worse sometimes when you're laying in bed, but I had to do it some part of the time. So just go for it. And the digital works because I had no option because I was stuck in a hospital for 2 years and I had no option. I couldn't bring paper, so I had to figure it out. So I just encourage you to keep learning every day a little bit. You're going to learn from this call and keep reaching out to people and you'll make it. That's all I got to say. If I can do it, you guys can do it.
I love it. I love it. Excuse busters. Congratulations, Michelle. Thank you for speaking up and give her a hand, everybody. Woo! Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet. If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact and send us a message. See you soon.